在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
From ABC News.
The start of the Easter weekend finds violence still raging in the Middle East. Yesterday, Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian teenager, and U.S.-sponsored talks in the last 2 weeks have made little progress. More from ABC's Nathan Thomas.
Holy Week has brought thousands of Christian pilgrims to Jerusalem to celebrate Easter, the resurrection of the man Christians call the Prince of Peace. But there is little peace in the Holy Land. What's often called a low-intensity conflict between Jews and Muslims continues to escalate. In almost nightly violence, rocks and rubber bullets have become mortar shells and rockets.Israeli troops went into Palestinian territory and bulldozed homes in a refugee camp from which they say mortar attacks were launched. Despite American attempts to restart peace talks, a spokesman for Yasser Arafat said the Palestinians have not yet used all their tools in response to Israeli aggression. The Israelis were just as tough.
Palestinians must understand one thing and must understand very clearly. There ain't going to be shooting and talking at the same time.
This week has also brought Jewish pilgrims to the Western Wall of Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. One rabbi called on the Israeli army to joyfully annihilate Arabs.
A year ago, there was great hope that the Palestinians and Israelis were close to achieving real peace. This Easter, peace in the Holy Land seems increasingly remote.
ABC's Nathan Thomas in London.